The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us. We're currently in a series called His Unseen Hand, which is based on Dr. Bob Wilkins' autobiography by the same name. You may have wondered how this ministry got started. Well, we're going to find out a little bit about the origin story on today's episode as we go back to the 80s and hear about GES's beginnings. Let's get right to today's exciting episode with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
All right, in the last show, you got fired again. No, actually, no, you didn't get fired. You had to leave Multnomah School of the Bible, where you got your dream job teaching New Testament.
Right.
But there was a problem with the weather.
Yeah, Sharon just couldn't take it.
She just couldn't take the rain.
It was difficult.
And so how did that conversation happen in your marriage? I mean, were you in agreement eventually with each other? Because it had to have been hard, right?
Actually, we didn't argue much about it because I could see that she was suffering. You know, sometimes a person can just not want to do something. And sometimes a person can't do something.
Yeah.
In this case, Sharon, the only way she would have been able to continue staying there would have been if she would suffer every day, all the time.
Yeah.
She was losing lots of weight. She couldn't sleep more than 3 or 4 hours a day. You can't do that forever. I mean, eventually you're going to have a heart attack or something.
Oh, yeah.
And so I almost from the very time she told me recognized, you know what, I don't like this, but she's telling me the truth.
Yeah.
And then we went for counseling and they were all like, no, you need to leave.
Wow.
And again, recognizing that God is God, and He's bigger than our problems. I thought this was somehow going to work out.
So you had said in the last episode that while you were at, what is it called, Woodcrest?
Woodcrest College.
Woodcrest College, you had started Grace Evangelical Society, this ministry.
Yeah, that was June of 86. I sent out the first newsletter.
Why did you do that? Why did you start it? What was the reason?
Okay, well, somewhere around March or April of 85, I was on campus at DTS turning in my final copy of my dissertation or something.
Yeah.
And I saw a notice on the bulletin board that talked about Conference on the Gospel.
Okay.
And the speakers were going to be Zane Hodges and Craig Glickman. Mm. And it was all going to be defending a free grace position, defending the position Hodges had argued in The Gospel Under Siege, which he had released a couple years before that. And so I was interested to see what would happen. Well, I found out around the time I graduated, they canceled the conference due to lack of interest.
Mm.
And so I kept thinking about that. So the next summer, by then, I had decided what we really need is some sort of networking organization for those of us who've been influenced by Zane Hodges or others like him, like people from Florida Bible College or people from New Tribes Mission or people who were influenced by Awana. Doc Latham, you know, had an influence in both New Tribes and Awana, or people influenced by R.B. Thieme. So there were a whole lot of different ways in which people could come to this theology.
Yeah.
And so what I did in June of 86, I sent a little newsletter to like 30 people, Zane Hodges and like 29 more of my contemporaries from DTS.
Yeah.
And I said, give me more names. By January of 87, when I was finished my first semester at Multnomah, we had over 1,000 on the mailing list.
Oh, wow. Great.
Went from 30 to 1,000. Ended up, by the time when I left Multnomah in July of 87 and moved to Dallas, we had like 2,000 on the mailing list. No money, but like 2,000 people.
Yeah. And newsletters were really big in the 80s.
They were.
There was all kinds of newsletters, I remember.
I had a little Mac, one of these little boxes that had 128K hard drive and 128K floppy
disk,
and so you know, I used it for a little one page news, one side, one page.
Yeah.
And then when I went full time with it, I think we went 2 pages and later on 4 pages. And I got various people around the country that helped me with typesetting and helped me with mailing and helped me with handling the finances. And I got a board, an original board of 10 people. Zane Hodges was one of those people.
Yeah. So you leave Multnomah. Why did you move to back to Dallas and not to Arkansas?
I think the main reason is we knew the Dallas area. We had friends in the Dallas area. Sharon had worked in the Dallas area, and we were hopeful she'd get back on with GTE, okay. which miraculously she did, she even did. Though they weren't hiring. They brought her back on within a week or two of us being back. So she got her job with benefits, and that was a real blessing.
Right. So that's good. Okay, so you had friends, and you've been here ever since.
Well, yes. So we moved back in 87, and we lived for, I don't know, about 7 or 8 years in Trophy Club in a rented house, and then we bought a house in Louisville in 94, and we've been in that same house ever since. But I've been, the GES office has kind of moved around. The mm-hmm. first few years, I just office out of our house in a Trophy Club.
Yeah.
And then in around 92, we were able to get an office, really teeny one. And Kathy Beach and Fran Stilwell came both as part-time people there in the summer of 92. Later, we were able to get a bigger office, and Mike McAdon came and joined us. And yeah. Later, our office moved over another place in Las Colinas. And then eventually, we moved to Denton, where we've been, although we're not quite in Denton right now. We're a few miles south of it in Corinth.
Yeah. So what were some growing pains in those very early years?
Well, the first about 3 years, my financial support was always way behind.
Yeah.
So between the months of, say, January and December, I would get paid about 6 months' worth of salary, maybe yeah. 7 months. And I'd be owed 5 or 6 months' salary.
Hmm.
And then in December, a large amount would come in, enough to cover all that I had missed, and I'd catch up on my salary.
Okay.
But then the next January, almost nothing would come in, and I'd be a month behind again.
Yeah.
That went on for about 3 years, and finally the board said to me, no more. You can't do this anymore. You need to have all your money caught up all year long, because next time, if you get to the end of December and you're owed money, well, you're not going to get paid that.
So I don't understand what they wanted you to do. It sounds like that's a donor problem, not a you problem.
Well, they wanted me to raise more money, and it was interesting
at
the beginning. And
as if you weren't already doing that?
Right.
I mean, what?
Well, the funny thing is I told them from the very beginning when I asked the first 7 or 8 board members, I said, I'm not asking you to donate a penny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you to raise money.
Yeah.
All I'm asking you to do is oversee the direction of the ministry. What happened was the original board members, for the most part, did not donate to the ministry, nor did they help raise support. So yeah. what they were telling me is, this isn't healthy for you to be 3, 4, 5, 6 months behind. And they were right. And so
sure.
I did a little bit more effort at raising money, and it worked out. And after that, I've never missed, or none of us have missed a paycheck. The Lord has blessed us. We've never been in debt.
Yeah.
And that's been a blessing, too.
Yeah. So finances, that was one hiccup. How were people responding to the grace message? I mean, what were some of the big issues that you guys were addressing in those years?
The big issue the first few years was Lordship salvation. And for probably 3 or 4 years, I was writing lots of things against Lordship salvation. And I remember, I'm not sure of the year, but it was maybe around 92, the board said to me, no more of us being known for what we're against.
Mm.
We want to be known for what we're for. It's okay to criticize wrong aspects of theology and work salvation or Lordship salvation, but the overall thrust of our ministry needs to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
So start presenting the positives. Faith as being persuaded.
Yeah.
Assurance, we know for sure that we have everlasting life simply by faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The promise of eternal security that can never be lost. You know, things like that. And so that was one of the issues. And actually, within a few years, there became a real dispute on the board itself over the future direction of the organization, because some of the board members more and more began feeling that our doctrinal position was too narrow. And so what some of the board members wanted was to make GES more inclusive, so that we would bring in people who maybe were mildly Lordship salvation, but at least friendly to the free grace position, bring in lots of evangelicals who otherwise wouldn't agree necessarily with Zane Hodges, but they would agree and say, look, everlasting life's a free gift. It's by faith apart from works.
Mm-hmm.
But they might define faith as commitment or getting in the wheelbarrow or giving your life to Christ or something like
that.
That's
what the board members said?
Well, we never got down to quite those details.
Okay.
But the point is, they didn't like the fact that it was as narrow as it was.
At that point, you had said that you wanted the ministry to start being a kind of a connecting ministry. Is that what was happening, or had it changed into something else at that point?
Yeah. No, we connected a lot, although later on there was an organization that split off from GES that felt GES was not doing a good job at connecting, so they wanted to be the connecting organization. Yeah, I think we did do a lot of connecting of people, but one thing was funny. Something I didn't come to realize until around 2006, maybe, is that in the first, say, 20 years of GES, we were united about what we were against, not what we were for.
Yeah.
Even though the board said, let's be promoting what we're for, because there were two different reasons why people were against Lordship Salvation. I and Zane Hodges and many others were against Lordship Salvation because we felt it was not a saving message.
Yeah.
It was so distorting the saving message, you couldn't be saved under that message unless you rejected key parts of it.
Yeah.
But there were other people who felt that Lordship Salvation was indeed a saving message, and Lordship Salvation people are born again, but it's not a good sanctifying message. Mm. It hinders people's growth. And so that difference of opinion ultimately led to some people leaving GES, starting other organizations, and becoming more inclusive themselves.
All right. Well, let's explore that a little bit more in the next episode. Thank you for listening. And, you know, raising support is still important to every ministry, and we do appreciate all the support that you guys have given over the years. And if you want to become a partner with us and help us continue to do this work, you can go to faithalone.org and donate there. And we really appreciate anything that you can give, because we use it to spread the grace message. So thank you for thinking about us, and definitely pray for us, and we will see you in the next show.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free materials on the site available for you. One of those, which is extremely popular, is our magazine, Grace in Focus. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color, easy to read, and people are really growing who read it. So come and get a subscription at faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners just like you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's episode, we're going to hear about the first 20 years of the Grace Evangelical Society. So join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.